Motherhood is beautiful yet challenging. You may be feeling lost in motherhood, but I'm here to tell you that no matter what season of motherhood you find yourself in, every mom has a unique journey that is worth experiencing. So if you are a mom feeling overwhelmed, are struggling with mom guilt, want to be more confident, and are looking for ways to find you again, know that you are not alone. Every mom will come away with connection, knowledge, and tangible tools to integrate into her own motherhood experience. You deserve to be confident in motherhood with all of your experiences that make you who you are. So let's get started on being real, vulnerable, and step into community with each other. This is Experience Motherhood.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Today is a super special episode. It's been a year, you guys, a whole year of Experience Motherhood podcast, and it truly just blows my mind. Like, I can't even comprehend how insane that is that this podcast has been going on for that long. So first of all, I just want to start off this episode by saying thank you. Truly, I know you have given so much of your time to listen to myself, listen to the guests that I have had on. It's amazing. That is amazing. Like, podcasting is such an interesting mode to get information out. It's such a blessing, I think, for an opportunity for us to feel not so alone in motherhood. At least it has been for me. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with other moms in your community, in your circles. Thank you for rating and reviewing the podcast. And if you haven't, of course, I'm going to ask you to please do so, because it really makes a significant impact on discoverability of this podcast, and it really helps it get to more women out in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. With all that said, I'm going to dive into just a little bit of what it's been like to have a podcast for a whole year. Like, I'm going to share some personal, vulnerable things about that, as well as kind of just where I'm at personally. And I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous for this episode. I don't have it scripted at all. I have just like a couple notes that I want to touch on. And it's, so this is really truly coming from my heart. And I hope that it is an encouragement to you that if you are experiencing similar things, that you will walk away knowing that you're not alone. And yeah, so we're going to get into it. Into that part here in a little bit. But first of all, I just wanted to touch base on the podcast again. So there have been so many incredible guests on this show. I have been blown away by each and every single person that has been on this show and being willing to open up and share their motherhood story, to share their expertise. It is truly incredible. Like, I was looking back just the other day before knowing that I wanted to do this episode, and I mean, the differences of just opinions, differences of where people are in their seasons of motherhood, it's incredible. Like, it just is so wild to me that truly you have a unique story and you are one of a kind. Nobody's like you. You have information and stories that nobody else has. They're totally unique. There have been women on here that have gone through some really difficult and hard situations in their life or in their motherhood story that have been willing to open up a little bit and share with you what they've learned from that experience, or maybe that they're still learning from their current season. And then there's been moms who also just give us practical tips and advice, because, I mean, goodness, we all need help in that area sometimes, even myself included. And it's been such an honor. If you are listening and you've been a guest on this podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is such a privilege and an honor for me to be invited into your story and to invite all of us into your story. That's truly amazing. And if you haven't been on the podcast, but you've been listening, again, just thank you. So I know I'm like a broken record, but I honestly, that's like the biggest thing I've been taking away this whole year, is I've been kind of processing this whole thing of having a podcast for a year. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful that God put this idea on my heart, that I decided to move forward out of, you know, any fear or anything. I moved forward in faith. And yeah, so It's been awesome. The stats of this podcast, I want to share not as a brag, but just so that you know you are part of a huge movement. So last year, the podcast gets kind of evaluated by my like hosting platform that I use, and it got ranked in the top 25% of podcasts, which blows my mind. The podcast has been listened in 42 countries. Like, what? Like, what other platform or what other way can we reach that many countries, cultures, people, groups? I mean, it's insane. And as I'm recording this episode, the podcast is just shy of 9,000 downloads, which to me, again, just blows my mind. I cannot believe that many people have listened or re-listened or whatever it is. So just some stats. I'm really hoping in this next year to continue bringing awareness to moms of other things that are going on in the world as far as like how we can better ourselves. I'm excited to bring on more guests, special guests that I'm super excited to meet and to hear their stories and learn from them. I think that's my biggest thing. I love to learn, and I hope it's been really impactful for you as well. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Mrs. Push, because every mom deserves a token of appreciation that lasts a lifetime. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is a push present? Well, it's a beautiful gift, often fine jewelry, given to a new mom by her partner to honor the incredible journey of pregnancy and childbirth. Maybe you're a first-time parent and this concept is brand new to you. Or perhaps your kids are a bit older, but you still long for that special piece of jewelry to symbolize your family's bond. When I had my first child, I hadn't even heard of a push present. But by the time my third bundle of joy arrived, I knew I wanted something special to commemorate their arrival. Founded by a fellow mom of three, Mrs. Push is your one-stop destination for exquisite push presents. Melissa, the founder and owner, understands the importance of celebrating motherhood, which is why she curates the most stunning jewelry pieces, all customizable to your liking. From initial necklaces to personalized bracelets, Mrs. Push has something for every mom's style and taste. And here's the best part. You can customize anything to make it truly yours. So why wait? Treat yourself or that special mom in your life to a piece of jewelry that will become a cherished family heirloom. And as a special gift to our listeners, use the link in the show notes and enter code MOTHER for an exclusive 15% discount. Head over to Mrs. Push today and turn your mom jewelry dreams into reality. Trust me, you won't regret it. So with all of this said, I'm going to kind of switch gears a little bit and kind of just be vulnerable. And like I said, I'm a little nervous to open up in this way, but I feel like God's telling me to and that it's okay. And even though I don't have everything figured out by any means, hopefully it can help you if you're in this season right now and just give you encouragement that, again, you're not alone in it. So this past year, I have learned a lot. And one of those things that I have learned is really just to be consistent. So I've talked before in the past, or I certainly do sometimes with my therapy clients that I work with, but there's something to be said when you tell yourself that voice in your head that you're going to do something and you feel called to do it, you better do it. Like, you better be disciplined about it. And that's what I did. And I think no matter what you want to do, whether you want to start a podcast or you want to run a marathon or you want to get to the grocery store today, I mean, whatever it is, if you say you're going to do something, if you do it, that just builds more self-confidence for yourself to do other things. Maybe it's something that you're like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this. I want to do it. Where do I start? But just taking that little step forward to maybe research, how do you run a marathon? Like, how do you even run? What's a good running shoe or whatever it is? I don't run, so I don't really know how it works. But if I was using that as an analogy, but something I've really taken away is just being consistent, being disciplined about it is so important, just to keep that word to yourself. And it's just going to change you and transform you. So thinking way back, this must have been, I'm trying to think of my math in my head, not this last fall, but the fall before, so 2022, I remember doing my walks, which if you follow me on Instagram, you know I love walking. I'm like obsessed with it, especially in the nicer weather in Minnesota. But I remember walking around, I was listening to podcasts. Somehow I must have stumbled upon some more of these like entrepreneurial kind of episodes of some sort. I'm not quite sure how I fell into it, but I started to listen to them, binge them really. And that is where the idea of maybe I should do a podcast kind of like popped into my mind. And I remember talking to a girlfriend, actually her name's Tabitha, and she was on the podcast way back in the beginning. She's an amazing life coach woman and friend of mine. And I remember telling her at a coffee shop, I was like, I think I need to start a podcast. And I was so scared to say it. And, you know, she just looked at me and was like, okay, like tell me more. And first of all, if you don't have friends like that in your community, I want to encourage you to find those people that just are going to go with it. Like, I have no idea what I was doing. I don't even know why I wanted to start a podcast at that point, but I just felt like this nudge that I think I needed to do that for my next step. So if you have a nudge like that, my encouragement is to be brave, be courageous, say it aloud. And the more times you say it, the more comfortable you'll get. And then again, going back to, okay, like if you said you're gonna do it, then when you decide to do something, make it happen and do it. And doesn't mean you have to do it forever. If something feels like you need to change and do something else and pivot, definitely do that. We've talked a lot about that with different guests on the podcast, even recently. So somehow months went by, I figured out, I took a course on how to make a podcast, and here we are, 1 year later. It's just been such an interesting journey. I have no idea still sometimes like what I'm doing as far as like the back end and technology stuff, but I'm figuring it out. And I think it's just such a cool thing. And I think women in particular, we learn and it can change so much. I mean, think about the learning curve it is when you just become a mom for the very first time. You have no idea what you're doing. Like you just don't. Even if you read all the books, like I was a big, wanted to research everything, wanted to do everything a certain way, or, you know, quote, the best way that I thought. And even then, I still didn't know what I was doing. I hadn't had a baby before. And I think women are just so amazing, and moms in particular, just we figure it out. I don't even know what else to say about it, but it's amazing to me. And I think that's why I'm just so passionate about moms and motherhood, because I see it in myself. But, you know, something that has been really hard for me personally is figuring out some boundaries and just balancing some of my own priorities and values, which ironically is what I made it like a course totally about, right? Experience Identity is my course. It's also been something that I just felt called to create for moms. I've worked with so many women in therapy over the past decade of similar things that just kept coming up that struggling with, like this feeling of like, I don't even know who I am anymore. Or just, I don't want to say like that feel like you're lost in motherhood statement, but I feel like you know what I mean when you hear that, right? Like there's just this like new you that is born, and you have to figure out, who are you now? You're like not just a singular person, you're a mom. That's a new title. It's a big title that you're going to have until you die. So boundaries have been really challenging for me. I certainly have not always done a perfect job. And even with that said, like I've had to come back and really revisit, what are my values? Like, yes, I feel called to have a podcast, to create courses, to start this business at all, but also I don't want it to be an expense of some of my most important values, like raising my children, my faith with God, my family, my relationship with my husband. You know, those are all values and things that are more important to me than a podcast or a business. And I don't think I've always done a great job this last year of really keeping that as a priority in my life always, because it is very difficult, and I struggle sometimes with that comparison piece of looking at other women who are doing podcasts, and oh man, theirs are so successful. And I actually believe that this has been very successful, and I am grateful for that for sure, like I said before, but it is hard to not look at others and be like, oh, I should be doing more. I could be doing this. Oh, maybe I should try this. And I think wherever you're at in your current season, you probably can relate to that a little bit. It is really hard to not put complete blinders on, but be more like really happy for those people. And I am genuinely happy for those women. I think that's truly incredible. And I was in a mastermind experience this last fall, and I met so many incredible women, some of which who have been guests on this podcast. And that experience was truly unbelievable to me. And what I think is so cool about this group of women is that it has really helped me kind of combat some of that comparison stuff. Yeah, it is really challenging to not want to be like, oh, that woman's farther enough. But it was truly such a friendship and a group of relationships that it made it feel like I truly am just excited for them and that I'm walking my own path. And isn't it just so ironic? I mean, I just keep thinking like, I 100% believe that we are all uniquely made. I mean, that's the whole concept of this business and this podcast, right? We all have unique stories, and we do. But yet here I am, and even I struggle with sometimes feeling like, okay, but maybe I should do things that way, or maybe it needs to be this way. But really trying to come back to my own center, my own values, my own calling is going to be different than yours. And one thing that I've really definitely struggled with is the boundaries, but I am proud of myself for making a boundary around summertime, which, you know, sometimes that can be really hard to not want to push harder just all year round. But for me, my kids are home and I just love summer times with them. I just think they're just like the best time to just be outside with them, playing with them, having the freedom and flexibility. And I know that's a privilege and not everybody has that opportunity. And so I'm aware of that. But because I do have that flexibility in both my businesses, it has been so great. And so then I take a break from this podcast and it's okay. Like, I'm on my own journey and my own story. I'm going to trust that God has it figured out because he does. So that's kind of where I'm at. But with all of this said, I know this is kind of an unusual episode. It's just kind of me sharing my own personal reflections, my own thoughts. Hopefully I haven't been rambling too much, but I just really felt like I needed this. I needed an opportunity to express my gratitude to you as a listener. I wanted to be real that I don't have this all figured out by any means. I'm struggling in comparison and boundaries and making sure that I'm always coming back to who I am and being clear on my own identity. And so if you're in that stage and you're trying to figure it out too, like, I'm right there with you. Like, we're all just figuring this out. But I think the willingness to for us to be able to talk about these things is going to help us get through that and to get through those feelings and emotions and not just stuff them down, right? Because it just never works out. It's going to come out as many different forms, right? That aren't going to be helpful to us or our kids or family. I am so excited for what's coming up in this next year of the podcast. I have no clue again of just, you know, exactly where things are going to go, but I know that God's going to use it. I know that it's going to bless so many other women and moms in their motherhood journey to help you realize and recognize that motherhood is both hard and also wonderful. And it's so difficult to even put it into words because it's something so incredibly, yeah, see, here I am. I can't even think of the words because there's just no words. You know as a mom what I mean. It's just so much of everything. I feel like it's really highlighted so many of the strengths that I have as a human being, but it's definitely highlighted a lot of weaknesses and areas that I can grow more in, and I'm trying to every day. So thank you for being a part of this journey with me. I ask that you'll, you know, continue to listen, to share your feedback. Let me know what you want to see more of or hear more of, I guess, on the podcast, because I really want it to be a blessing and encouragement to you. It's not about me. It's really about the community of mothers that we have right here. It's about this exact thing, about the journey and the communal aspect of it, that we're not alone. We can be on this journey together. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for hearing a little bit of my heart and where I'm at. And I cannot wait for this next year of Experience Motherhood podcast. So until next time, go experience motherhood.